Shirin and Dalin Masechas Shabbos by the Rosh Hashiva continued. Tesvav Irei Tavshim Mem Ches, May 2nd, 1988, and Monday continued.
Since still, that's his routine. He goes every day to work. That's his routine. So he wants to do it to, and he would do it, even if the pagans hadn't been burning. Now that the pagans are burning incense, he decides, I'm not doing something extra because of myself. I'm doing the same act that I would have done anyway. So I might as well enjoy it more, and I'll reject my carbonic to that message. So, here too, there is a tree in the house. And if it's here in the house, he would do this act of closing the door anyway, to protect the door. But he says, since I'm not doing something extra because of the tree, I would have done the same thing in the heavenly tree. I might as well do it. And for another reason too, two kavanos, one kavano Lisa, one kavano Leah. So the Rashbo says that with the Raisa, the Rashbo doesn't mean it's with the kavano, as we saw. But with the Raisa is what? With the Raisa is what? So the Kashi is, how do we call it? Rang, Ramban, Amasik, and Rashbo. I mean, there is Kashi, I say the Ramban is Masik, and Rashbo. The Ramban says the country of Rashbo, the country of Rashbo. So, but on this morning, Sochrim, it's an additional Kashi against Rashbo. Because what the Rashbo discusses here, the Kaddish Abbas, so it's Loi Ekshea become a Chad. And the Gemara says, I'll leave it to Rav Shimon, he's certainly awesome. And I'll leave it to Rav Yudah, it's a Machleik, it's a Bayan Rav. And how do we pass him? We pass him like Rabbe. So even I'll leave it to Rav Yudah, it's awesome. How can the Rashbo say, that it's mutter even though in past one to fear. The answer is, the more I say it, you've got to call out very good, where there is no aloha of interaction of Shabbos. But by Shabbos, there is aloha of
interaction of Shabbos.
So then, and of course, the Rashbo Shita is not like the Rambam Shita, the way Rav Chaim explained it. Then you can explain the Rashbo, because according to Rav Chaim, interaction of Shabbos is only expressive of a prerequisite of idea, not of a prerequisite of Kabbalah. The Rashbo Shita is, no, Lachas Machshavos is not only expressive of a prerequisite of idea, but it's expressive of a prerequisite of Kabbalah as well, and especially in Kabbalah. In other words, in Korat Yerikule, Sotoloshe is Chavim is Mutea, I'm saying, Loi Efsher, Ukom Echavim is Mutea. So, Olivi de Rav Shimon, of course it's awesome. But by Shabbos, on the Raisa level, since there is a halacha of Leches Machshavos, so that implies when is it awesome with the Raisa, when the Melacha is the motivating factor. But if without the Melacha, I would have done the same act anyway. As here, he would have been. Close the house anyway. He closes the house every day when there is no tree. I mean, 365 days in the year, only one day there happens to be a tree. And every day in the year he closes the house to protect against God. So without this coincidence of a tree being in the house, some melee, he would have done it anyway. It's Loi Efsha. Loi Efsha means, even without that Maisisa, I would have done the same act. But he's Mischave. So, Loi Efsha, Wukom Mechave, I'll leave the Rav Shimon, my body is made in Sosa. And here, and we pass like Rav Shimon, that's the Quatre Kule. Mashiach is Shabbos, there is Aloha, there is Machshavos. So, according to the Rashbo, in order to be in Lechis Machshavos, the Yisar has to be the motivating factor, the exclusively motivating factor. But if the Yisar the Melocha is not the exclusively motivating factor, because even without the Tzeiyas Tzvi, he would have done the same act anyway. He does it every day in order to protect the house against Ganovi, so it's not a Melachat Machshavas. It's a tremendous chiddush. So mainly there is no kasha from the Gemara in Pesachim, because the Gemara in Pesachim discusses Kol HaTorah Kula, not by Shabbos. It's true that the Gemara mentioned Shabbos, but that's in connection with the first lashon of the Gemara, not in connection with the second lashon of the Gemara. So mainly there is no kasha from the Gemara in Pesachim against Rashba, but then there is another kasha, even mitzvah psikreishim. So there it says what the Shetrami Beren says. I mean, that's like a Rashi sheet. Now, I started on that because of the Rashi sheet in Beitze. That's one kash. Tastes. The Ran is another kash against Rashi. Because it's gracious, the Bible's gracious. So as far as the first kash is concerned, so Rashi is in Shitosim, it's both. As far as the first kasha is concerned, as the Bishalim says, Rashi Shittim's Mishabim doesn't mean Mishabim to the Puas Mishabim, but yes, the Mishabim to the Tzuras Mishabim. As far as the second kasha is concerned, it's Kreshe, so Rashi Shittosim, that Rashi says, Mitzvochim, since it's possible to pour the deeper kasha, and then it will not be given to you, so even holes, the tipping gases and tails that you hold, so it's not secretion. It's not the same because Rashi Shittim is the chat secretion is not the tipek number one, it's not necessarily the tipek number two. So the Kavone, he has thought act number one, he's transferred of the din to act number two. But if act number one always entails act number two, always! 100%, not 99.9999, but always 100%. So then there is no act number one and act number two, it's semantics. Mashinkin, if it's possible to do the same act without entailing act number two, so then it's not semantics, so it's two separate acts. Since pouring with dipping gases and pouring with dipping gases is the same act of pouring, of the pouring. And in one case, it doesn't entail people. So it's two separate acts. So even when it entails people, it's still double shemus chabim. And this is what the Shetei Agibeir, this is what the Shetei. So here too, because what is merze kibinyan? The fact that it looks like an edifice. That it looks like an edifice. Now, if he piles up the rocks of wood, the milo, the mato, so that is muta. Rabbeinu says that it still looks the same way, the same edifice. Doesn't matter how it started, whether it starts from the bottom and goes up, or it starts from the top and
going down,
the net result is the same. If it looks like an edifice, it looks like an edifice, even when it starts from the top and goes down. And if it doesn't look like an edifice, so it doesn't look like an edifice, even if it starts at the bottom and goes up. Goes up, still it is muta. So the same act of Melzik Binyan, the same act of Melzik Binyan, takes place when it starts from the top and goes down, and then it is muta. So maybe we cannot say semantics. So it's analogous to the 2009 revolution, and the case of Tzvi, and the Shif Gabriel. So that's the answer. And the second kasha. Now, I started it connection with the machlokes and cases in Yume and cases in Ksuvas. Cases in Yume says I tasteless in human sense. In Sula states, it says that they are its enemies, but and they don't have any the rice, it's not also, he agrees with all, because it's crucial here, but like, but he disagrees with all on the Rabbonah level. So Mapis Mus is muta because of Tzara di Gufe. So it's a stira. Well, the tasteless is
stira what?
Stira between tasteless in human and tasteless and in Sula. Tasteless in human says that Mapis Mus is mischab mamish. It's not a meaning of situation. It's mischab mamish.
Mischab
le pesach. To squeeze out the pus. Making the pesach.
You make your hole.
Yeah. So he makes a pesach. He's mischabim to make a pesach. But Tesis in Suda says, no, it's not mischab mamish. It's only a meaning of situation. So, Pesach, Pesach, Mutter, Osa.
He's still making a pesach.
But, so there is a stira between Tesis in Yume and
in Tasting Subus.
In Tasting Subus. The answer is, that's telling the Machlekes, Rashi, the Bissalim says, Machlekes between Rashi and Tasteless, in Beitzit Achlamet Beis. Rashi says that Nidote, Milmato, Milo, is it a Rosh and Mishab? And it's also only according to Rabbi Yude, because Rabbi Yude customs like Rabbi Yude. Majin came we passed that like the Shimon of Mishab is Mutter, so Matum Malam do things also. Taisla says, no, it's not in Mishab, it's Mishab Mamish. So what is Pascal? He say, according to Taisla, Mishab in Mamish means Mishab to the poor. And by Nidu, Taisla is Mishab Mamish to the poor. To the poor says, that is melted in. And the current Rashi mischabim means not just mischabim to the poor. He has to be mischabim to the church in his house. So this, some melee tasteless in Tzubes, the reading Tzubes. He agrees with Rashi in Beitze that Dorashim mischabim means even if he's mischabim mamish to the poor, as long as he's not mischabim.
To the tzuras, he is there, so
it's kind of that thing is having. So, Mapis Mose, if the Meloche of Lamites Meloches had been a Meloche not to squeeze out pus, so of course it would be mishabim. There is no Meloche not to squeeze out pus. The Meloche is Binyan. What is Binyan?
Making a Pesach.
A Pesach lahachnis leitz. Not just the Pesach that is lahachnis, not leitz. Not the Pesach that is Ritz, not Lachmas. But in other words, a Pesach that serves as a millet
and
an outlet. But suppose
it serves only as an outlet.
Not an outlet, or vice versa, an outlet, not a millet. That's not being. Now,
that's the sense of
so if somebody, so the Rambam says, if somebody is Mapis most. In Kiderech Shor, Reifin Eisim, he squeezes out the pus because he wants to have an opening. Yeah, out as an outlet, out of which more pus will be able to be released, and some poisonous elements will be able to be released, and he also wants to have an inlet whereby to put in medication. There are Shorefim is.
Shorefim,
the way the doctors do it. The way the doctors do it. Alright, I'm sorry. The Rambam says, in the Shabbos, Hamapis Mose Bishabbos, Imo Iseki Derech Shorefim is in Lahachmis Ulehitzi. So in other words, he does it in order to have a new letter and outlet. And now, please don't interrupt. An outlet where, from which all the poisonous elements will be able to be released, and an inlet where to put in medication. So then he's mischaving, because he wants the tzura suisa. What's the tzura of the melach? The tzura, the pure, the active act consists in squeezing out pus. But that's not the tzura suisa. The tzura suisa, squeezing out pus is not
nothing binyan. Wrong with it.
Binyan consists in producing an inlet and an outlet. So if he does it, Kidah Shorim Finesim, in order to have an inlet and an outlet for the poisonous elements to go out, and an inlet to put in medication, so then he's high, he should not be Kaddish, opinion, doesn't make any difference. Mashayim came, if he does it because he wants to get rid of the pus, he's not interested in having a permanent inlet and outlet. So then, it's Doboshim Mishavi, and it's execration to Yirpes Moisei Spota. So the Rambam Pshite is like Rashi in Beitzim. The Rambam Pshite is like Rashi in Beitzim. So Mele, that the Mishavi means not only Mishavi to the Pule, but Mishavi
to the
Tzur. Also, Matus Mose is not Mishavi to the Tzur. Taste the shite, and that is taste the shite in tzuras, the real. But taste this in yume is like taste this in beitze. That mischabim means only mischabim to the pure, not mischabim to the tzuras.
That's enough.
One second. Not mischabim to the tzuras. Now, the question is, so that answers the stira. That explains the stira between tesis and yume and tesis and subis dari. The tesis and subis dari accords with the sheet of Russian dates that mischabim means not only mischabim to the poor, but mischabim to the tzurasinsa as well. So Makis Moses is not mischabim to the tzurasinsa. Unless he is mischabim to the tzurasinsa. But if he is mischabim only to squeeze out pus, and squeezing out pus, is not a Turasisa. Turasisa is being a Makri Kaddish. So maybe it's a Mishra. But Tikreja is a Tikreja Lira. And this is Yume.
Tikreja Lira.
One second. Please. This is Yume accords with the Shite of Tasteless and Bates. Now the question is about the Rambam. Mentions Matis Mose only is higher only if he does it Kiddush Shabbos, but if he does it only Leitzis Halecho, so then it's creation Yichpes Leis. The Chaim explains it. So like the Oruch, so Mele is Potter Mele in Tzmitatu. So Tzmitatu, but the question is, the Kvega is the Kasher, but is Mishab Mamesh? The answer is the Rambam Shite is like Rashi in Beitze, that Mishavei means Mishavei the Tzurasinsa. And if the Kavone is just to squeeze out pus, not to form an inlet and outlet, so it's not Mishavei to the Tzurasinsa. So then, so in other words, the Rambam Shita is like Rashi in Beitze, but Rashi says that Alibet Yilucha said, Miturte im Leomato Milo is Muta, but the Rambam Paskas Nuchasyonte. The din that Midurte Nirmato Umayu is also, so obviously the Rambam agrees with Teisves. So we have to say there are two Asoges against Rashi. One is Teisves Asoge, and then there is the other Asoge by the Ram. And in other words, because it's Lugorath and it's equation. So the reason is why the Rambam, the Kaskins Rav's Ravidus memory of Midurte Nirmato Umayu Osea is not because of Teisves Tam. Teisves Tam is because it's Mishab Mamesh, but the Rambam Tam is because of the Ram's Lomdes, It is not Mishab Mamish, because he was not Mishab Mitzvah Mitzvah. But it's a Tikration. So he made a Rav Shimon in Tikration. And the Rambam Shita is not like Rashi in Zvachim, because the Rambam Gersha Mishnah also is the Kashi of is it Tikration, why is he Mishab Mitzvah? So the Rambam gives other tools. He doesn't give Rashi status. So apparently, the Rambam Shita is that the Pshat in Tikration is not because if it necessarily entails 100% of the cases, the act number two, so mainly it's not act number one and act number two, but it's kind of half, it's only one of semantics. But the Rambam Shita is that it's a special aloha that if somebody is mishaving to act number one, and act number one necessarily entails act number two, so the Kavone is directing towards act number one, is how to deem transfer to act number two. Some melee, by Midurte, even though he's not mishaving mamish, because he's not mishaving the Torah's Yisya, no matter why he's still osa because of the Aloch of Sikhan. All right, we'll leave it here. I think I discussed it.
Shir Nun Hei, Masechta Shabbos, by the Rosh Hashiva, Chovav Iri, Tov Shem Mem Ches, May 13th, 1988, on Friday.
I have been here for a long time, since I have been home for Sunday, because of the mitzvah, so I decided to go to New York Monday morning, to do shiur on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, early morning, and be back here Wednesday. But unfortunately, when I arrived in New York, I found out the tragedy that overtook Dovid Feinstein, the passing of his son. So I canceled this year, I went to Rabbi, I was masturbating, and then I had to do shiur in Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so that's why. So I haven't been here for a long time. Anyway, but my impression is, that last time, that was not this Monday, but the Monday of the previous week, so we finished the tasteless of Mecham Shepinon Menumai. That's my impression. We finished the tasteless. Now, so this tasteless, and we even went over, I think, part of the tasteless unit, because the unit tasteless is more marich. It's the same thing, but there are certain expressions that Tesis and Yume has and they are not, and vice versa. So we finish the Tesis. Now, what do we see from these things? Several Hiddushim. First of all, the Tesis is Chilik HaMishit of the Och. The Och, on the Reiseler, not only on the Rabbanoel, but on the Reiseler, Tesis is Chilik HaMishit of the Och. The Och Shit is that made a Shimon Psikreshe, that's only Psikreshe in Yehle, but Psikreshe the Loich was then Rav Shimon is made that is Chayev, because Psikreshe, the land side, Psikreshe the Loich was late. So according to Rav Shimon is Muter. Rav Shimon is only made Psikreshe the Nihale, so it's considered Mishabi, but Psikreshe the Loich Pesle is not considered Mishab. Teis Rishiti is that on the Reiser there is no distinction between Psikreishe the Loich Pesle or Psikreishe the Michale or even Psikreishe the Loi Michale. Everything, I'll leave it in Maskone of Abaye and Rove, so made a Pshim Psikreishe. So Rav Shimon is made in Psikreishe, the Loyich Pesle, and in Psikreishe, the Lomichale, the Lomichale. So he's Chayev. So according to Rav Shimon, let's say, that means, I mean, the Rosh discusses it in Shemina Shvotzi. Let's say, if a man will take a Keisha Likri, which will make him starve, that's a lot of the rice, Barzim Chandrisas. So, if somebody is Misari, is Ochor not only human being, somebody castrates or sterilizes a dog, a cat, he's high malchus. It's a lot of rice. Certain people, they ask shailas in Sire, and then they don't ask shailas. There are certain people in Malta that choose who have dogs. All right, I'm not criticizing them. If the dog is not a colored grass, so there is no Issa. I would do it, but there is no Issa. But they have the dogs sterilized. That's a terrible thing. That's it. You love the rice, you don't even know. You don't even know. You can find such bizarre situations that people will be makpit, you know, and this and that. But and thus they don't even know that there is a shy. It's a love the rice. If somebody is sorry, a male of an animal, is high malchus. It's high malchus. The Saris and Cable, there is no Malkus, but the Goyen says there is a Nisa Rais anyway. The Saris and Cable. Nisa Rais, not just a Nisa Rais. So, because of that, there is a lot of chaos, you know. Some Paskin, that the woman, even if it's not a Sakone, so is allowed to have a Tukstein. It's a Nisa Gomo. It's a Nisa Rais. There is no Malkus, but the Goyen says it's a Nisa Rais. All right, according to the Taz, it's only in Sarabha. But from the Rambam, it's much more like the Gor, not that. Anyway, so suppose somebody takes the Keisha Mitzvim, so takes it, he's got the Rosh, discusses from Shvatzi, he takes his Shabbos, also discusses it, he takes the case, Keisha Mitzvim, and that Keisha Mitzvim is good for jaundice, the Iraqi. But at the same time, it sterilizes the person. Certainly, you know, it's like a medication that has a side effect. So there's a certain kind of medicine that has curative effect for jaundice, but at the same time, it sterilizes the person. So according to this, that he's not mishaven to become sterilized, and he's very unhappy about it. But he's more concerned about the jaundice than about becoming sterilized. So he's willing, I mean, to take the lesser of two evils, but he's very unhappy. So it's not just the situation, the riach besle. It's the situation, the riach besle. According to the Roch, it's muta. Because it's not as hard to become sterilized. And it's the riach besle, it's more riach besle. According to Teisves, it's also the rise. It will be high mountains. Because according to Tate's list, no difference between situation, how it's called Maskone of Abai and Rove. So situation in Michale is higher, situation in Michale is higher, and situation in Michale is also higher. In Kolatir, Shabbos, that's another Shabbos. So the Shabbos, according to some regime, according to Rashi, Rashbor, so he will be potter if it's only Yichale because of Meleches Machshev. But according to Tesves, in Kol Atire Kule, any situation is high, even a situation is Yichale. But the Oruch makes a distinction between situation in Yichale and situation in Yichbesle. I'll leave the Maskone of Abaye, who says, May the Rav Shimon be psikreishe, so tasteless, cold, according to Maskon Abayi and Rove, so any psikreishe is also in the eyes, and he's high. Even if psikreishe is in Michal, but according to the Havamin of Abayi, the Havamin of Abayi was that Rav Shimon holds Dorosh Nishav in his winter, even in the case of psikreishe. So it's only psikreishe do yich besrei Abaye held in the Hava Mine that is muta. But psikreishe do yichalei. So even according to Abaye's Hava Mine, Abaye's Hava Mine. So Reb Shimon is made it that he's high. Now I'm discussing it not because, well, that is also important to know what was Abaye's Hava Mine, but it's not just the Hava Mine. It's it involves a very relevant point. In other words, according to Tesvez, a situation in Nichale is considered actual kavan.
Considered what?
Actual kavan, not legal kavan. Al-Bidini is Messiah, you see. So male is not just according to the whole. So even situation Nichale is not actual Messiah. How could Abaye hold in the Havamine that it's Mutter? It's Mishab Mamesh. But according to Tesvez, Abaye in the Havamine only held that the creation of Yichbesle is Mutter. Because the creation of Yichbesle is not Mamesh Mishab. It's not Mamesh Mishab. As a Din Mishab, it's constructive Kaman. It's legal Kaman. But is not actual kavan. So then, according to Habam Nevabaye, so psychically, obviously, was muta. But then the Maskon Nevabaye is, and Roveno, even though there is no actual kavan, but Al-Pidin, it's considered Mishra. Al-Pidin is considered Mishra. Mashain Kei, if it's Nichale, so then, it's mamish mischaber. So even according to Avamai, this is what Teisu says here, and this is a very important point. Not only because of the Havam, Havam is nothing there, the aloche now, but no, there being afkemine, the aloche even according to maskone, because it's not on the basis of meider apshimen, but because that's considered mischaber man. And the teacher says, Mikolok in Kivin Nichali Bachavore, Luikrinum Beishen Mishavi, Ulhochel Luinokatishin Mishavi. So, in other words, where he is Nichatil Geholim, in order to warm up his hands, warm up his hands, and he's apparently actual kavone is just to bring the gechol closer to his end. That's all. Not to escalate the heat, the temperature of the heretofore lower gechol, but just to bring them closer to his ends, and even if it wouldn't be escalated, it will also be happy. But now that not only the Gecholim, the heretofore, the lower Gecholim, come closer to his ends, the heat becomes escalated, so he's even more happy. But he wouldn't be disturbed, even if the heat had not escalated, as long as they would be closer to his ends. So in Mele, he doesn't call it in his having. He calls it Lochashin Tzachal Gubba, Lochashin Tzachal Gubba, because that's Mamesh Mishchav, and that would be also even a little bit of Mahava Minavabaya, a little bit of commentary. That's what he said. So it's a very important point, it's Mamesh. Then there is another important halacha mentioned here on this thesis, that Rabbi Yeager is Rosh Yechidush, one of the Maroches. So, Amiyume points out that there is a stira between Tesvez and Yume, and Tesvez and Shabbos, and Tesvez and Shabbos. But it's not a kasha, because it's different to Shem. Tesvez and Shabbos, there's the V. But here, it's another, and even if it is the V, so there are two Shems in the V. But it's two separate things. Tesvez here in the Yume says explicitly that Mapis Murse has nothing to do with Dorosh and Mishab. It's nothing to do with Tzikresh Dichvesle or Michale, because it's Mishab Mamish. Tesvez in Ksuvez Davov, so Davi says, he has Sikashe and Zav. How can Dorosh say that Tzikresh Dichvesle is Mutar Ibn Rabbonon? When the Gemara says by Mapis Murse, so the reason is why it's Potter Muter because of Tzara de Gufi. But otherwise, it would be also, without Tzaddik Gufei, should be Mutar Ibn Gavro. So in other words, so there take the V says in Tzuvah Zavod, that Mappis Murse is involved, is not Nishad Manish. It's only on the basis of Tzikreyes, on the Mele, we have to consider, well, it's Meshul Yich Peslein. He has a Dinishad, he has no Dinishad. But Tia Tesis in Yume says it explicitly. And there's the Shita of Tesis. Tia doesn't mention, here in Shabbos he doesn't mention Mappis Murse. But in Yume is the same Tesis as here. So he says explicitly that Mappis Murse is Mamesh Nishad. Is Nishad Mamesh? Mappis Murse. Is Nishad Mamesh? Why? What is it? So it's Machlekes. So that's Chabekidei as Kashi, the student. What's the separate Shitas? In other words, that's Torah, we say, that's Torah in the Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis in Beitz. In Haim Dote, Nomato, Nimailo, Osea, just wanted to repeat the different shittas of Hashem. That Lamed Beis, in Beit, Lamed Beis, the last line, Omer Rav Yudi, Hai Mijut, and Numato Lamailo Shorem, Numailo Lamato Shore, Numato Lamailo Osa, Vichem Biese, Vichem Duryeh, Vichem Puryeh, Vichem Chavit. In other words, when you pile up a young lots of wood, one on top of the other, the young tepavor is muta. So, it's not mukse the lots of wood. He's allowed to in the fire. So near the furnace, near the stove, he wants to pile them up, one on top of the other. He's not allowed to pile them up from starting from the bottom and go up.
That's a kibbutz.
That smells like a kibbutz. No, but to start from top and go down, he's not smells like a kibbutz.
How so, can you start from top and go down? How can
so you two men will hold their heart. Same thing with Gabi eggs or Gabi day or parts and so on. The bed and so on. So then, so Rashi says that Lamed Gimel, that's only Rav Yude, because Rav Yude paskins like Rabbi Yehude, the Tani, the Dovashim Mishab and Mizosa. But we would paskin like Rav Shimon, the Mishab and Mizmuter. So even Matal Mailo is Mutter, because he's not Mishab. So Teis is Israel. Teis said, no, even according to Rav Shimon, it's still ourself, because here it's not in Mishab, it's Mishab Mamush. What is the Pur? Pur consists in piling up the Matal Mailo, the way you build a house. So first you set up one layer of bricks, then on top of another layer, third layer, fourth layer. He's doing this, he's mishabim to do that. So it's mishabim mamish. So we have, then the Ram is another kasha against Masik and Rashi, assuming that it's not mishabim mamish, but it's not Gorat and Exifration. So we answer that. So the Bishalevi, the first kasha is, the Bishalevi discusses in this contrast, and Bidi Kehune Shalom Bishasalevi. So Bishalevi says, the Machlevi between Rashi and Jesus is, what is considered mishab? Rashim says, "What is mishab?" So, what does mishab mean? So, according to Tesis, mishab means he has to be mishab to the pool of the Isa. If he's mishab to the pool of the Isa, it's considered mishab man. And Rashi Shiti is not. He has to be mishab to the tzur of the Isa. Sometimes, as a result of doing a certain pulle, you get a certain structure, I mean, a certain tzur. So here, that's Rashi. Even if somebody is mishaving, mamish, to the pulle, that results in a certain tzur, but is not mishaving, then that tzur should result, is considered a mishaving. What is the loch here? If the loch does not consist in piling up lots of wood, Loche consists in building an edifice. An edifice. So, but, if you pile up lots of wood, one on top of the other, and you start from the bottom and you go up, so then, it has the tzure, it smells like a bean. It smells like a bean. So he is mishavei Maybe. Pure that results in that Tzurer Melzakim, but is not his Chabay, that it should be Melzakim. So the Mele, according to Rashi, is considered Rashi his Chabay. But why? Because he's not mishabing to the Tzurasins. Whereas according to Tzvez, mishabing means mishabing to the Purasins. Then the other Kashin, the Ram asks against Rashi. So Mishabing, we said Rashi and Shitose. Then the Bishalim doesn't discuss. So Rashi and Shitose is Rochim, is Alfin Aino Kadimishi. So Rashi Shiti is. The Rashi is the Kashin. Why is it that Shmuel says in Alfin Aino even though we extinguish it prior, because the Rashi passes like a finger against Chabim Buddha. So the question is, all the Rashi messed up, what is it, it's a tradition. So the whole Vigitarets is inspiration of Riach Besle. Tasteless in Vochim Vigitarets, because it's not a situation. Sometimes the wine will drop on the Mizbeach and it will not extinguish. It's not a certainty, there is a possibility to extinguish the fire, but many times it will not extinguish the fire. And Rashi says, since it's possible to pour the wine, be deep in that case, and then it will not extinguish the fire, so maybe it's mutter even to pour it, be deep in gases. The question is, deep in gases, the answer is, we said that according to Rashi, Pshat inspiration is not that if somebody is harmed to act number one, and act number one necessarily entails act number two, so the kavone indirects to act number one is transferred to act number two. No. If it's two separate maisim, act number one and act number two, so then we don't say that the kavone he has towards act number one is misyachis to act number two. But if it's impossible for act number one to take place without entailing act number two, so then it's a raya that there are no two acts. It's just a matter of semantics. Like situation, you know, in other words, you chop off the head of its ear, you want it as a toy for your child, and you're not mishaving to kill the ear. But since it's impossible, it's impossible, it's 100%, not 99.999. But 100% that whenever you chop off the head of a Baal Chai, so you kill the Baal Chai, that's Gister, so that's Mise. So it's Mise. So melee, you cannot say two separate acts. Act number one, chopping of the head. Act number two, killing the Baal Chai. It's Haina, just semantics. You call it by different name. But if it's possible to do the same act, in a way that it will not entail act number two, so then it's a lie, it's not semantics, it's two separate acts. As long as it's two separate acts, some male we don't say that it's us, that's who is a lie. Anyway, so we have the machlekes, between
Rashi and
Tesis, as the Bishalini points out. What's the pshat? In Mishabim. But according to his Mishabim means just he has to be Mishabim to the pulling. According to Rashi, Mishabim means he has to be Mishabim to the Tzurasis. So he said that's the Shaile, the Machlekes between Tesis and Yume, and Tesis and Ksutis. Tesis and Yume says that Mapis Mose is Mishabim. The Mishavma, why? Because by Mapis Mursa, what is the Mishavma to do? To squeeze out the pus. And why is he Beine? Because he squeezes out the pus, he forms the Pesa. Or let's say it's Makir Patish. So why is it Makir Patish? Because he forms the Pesa. The Hach Misurehitzi. He's Mishavim to do the act that results in a Pesach Lach Misurehitzi. And in letter now, but
Marty Patish?
Yeah, Marty Patish, yeah, Marty. But the Tesves and Ksuves agrees with the sheet of Rashi and Beis, not in the sheet of Tesves and Beis. That 500 days. The Shita of Rashi is 500 days. The Nishchavim means not just I'm Nishchavim to the Tzuras Issa, I'm Nishchavim to the Tzuras Issa. The Tzuras Issa does not consist in squeezing out us. The Tzuras Issa consists in forming a Pesach that is L'Hachlis Oreitz, an inlet and an outlet. It's in Nishchavim to the fact that there should be that Tzura, that result of a Pesach of L'Hachlis Oreitz, and not Nishchavim. So maybe it's considered in Nishchavim. But later, Abshim and Psikvei Shet, so it's especially a Pesach. So that is the Shite of Tesves, or the B, Suvez Dabot. Now, we have another Gemara. And there is how he wants.
Is that also Mutu?
What?
By Mappis Musa, according to Tesves.
Gemara says
Mutu.
Gemara says
but Loich the slave.
Yeah, according to all, because it's Loich the slave. And according to Tesves, you may, so that is Hab Mamish. But the reason is why it's Mutter, you know, from Tzadeh, because Loch Shinks of Holy Gufo is Mutter in the Reis. One of these also, so the male in Okinzara, the Chachonim on Okinzara. Now, it is already in Esikash. If that Kashi is really raised by the Rashbo in Shabbos, the more in Shabbos says that when somebody is now a child, then the child has become. One is not, there's a few Malkus. Come up with Shema, Shema, Pen, and the other races. So it's a lot that I say to be kids in my hands, in the Yetzirah. So the Gemara says, but there is a special Zeus apostle. Yimu Psalmo saying, even if there is in my hands, say, a negative. But without that, it would be without the Zeus apostle. So then it would be also to be Maori child. So the question is, but it should be Mutter anyway, because it's not Mishavim. It's not Mishavim. So the Gemara Abaye said there, that's a limit, the Pesuk is bigger, a limit and a bigger. Who says the question is Mishavim and also. Mashim came, a limit and a Pshine, and who says, they say it's double shame is having his mutas, we don't have to resolve it, there's a cost of Sarah Mosse. I feel the things are us. Because it's mutter anyway, it's in the world. She is having. And then, so now has the cash, it's from the riots at the end of the hour. But neither of Shin is situation. So why does the Mora say that the Pesuk is only needed a little bit of beauty, not a little bit of Shin? The Pesuk is needed a little bit of Shin too. So it's a riot. Situation is not that. So then, the other thing is the Gemara says, I'll leave the Rav Shimon without it, there's a cost of Psalmos, it's not there. I'll leave it there. According to the Habamin of Abaye, that Rav Shimon holds the Rav Shimon's Habam is not there, even by situation. Anyway, so the Gemara mentions the Rav Shimon's Habam, Ligabe, Mali child, who has and became a mile negatorah. So it's really the Rashi. According to Rashi, that in Mishavim means not only Mishavim to the Purich, that is Mishavim to the Tzuras also, so it's because he's not Mishavim to be Mitaya Mitzvah. But he's not Mishavim to be Kitzes the Bayaris. He's only is having to remove the ole, but the ole has in Ega. But he's not mishaving to it. The Issa does not consist in removing an ole. The Issa consists in removing an Yetzarah. And his kapone is not Yetzarah's Issa. But just to remove the ole and not to, to be painted the negatoras, but according to the tastes, that in order to be considered his hamunamish, all that is necessary is that he should be his hamunamipule. Alright, true, the Tzura Seisa does not consist in removing the ole, the Tzura Seisa consists in removing the Tzoras, but the pule consists in removing the ole, so he's mishaven to that pule. So it's a kash against the Issas.
So the pule consists of taking off the nega.
That's right. So the guy, one second. The pule consists in cutting off the ole, because the ole has a nega.
Yeah.
So he's mishaven to do that pule that involves the Issa of Negatzara. So it's Mishab Mamish. So then the Bishalim himself mentions that Kashi is raised by the Rajbo in Shabbos. My carole, the machine is happening. The mischabbling tite, the machine is happening tire of a lomas. He's the veins a cold ocean is happening, and Lochshitz for the roof of the holy Moadova deme, Nimhabik Achle Shalit, which is a rabbin, the mischabbing near base, the loy machmashuts of the official kibo. Elephant is a good rabbin, the calm Lochshitz for the roof of the lid ocean is happening, or the music for a kiro, a mirashpino, and a smooth ocean is happening, spirit of shimen, the Lochshitz for the roof of spirit of mire. That's that cash, the Ishlema. Because of Rachmon and Bifeus, he shoma binegatsaras, shalitokeyes, or haname. Elo yishoma binega, hatsoras, because of Rachmon. If the Torah had said, he shoma binegatsaras, shalitokeyes. So then, he would say, he's mishaving to the Pulasis. Ptitze. But the Torah doesn't say, he shoma binegatsaras, shalitokeyes. The Issa does not come. The Pulasis is not even the Ptitze. The Torah says, "Al yishama b'negat zaras kol chachmai." Kelima shelo yitaarenu elu biyuaske. In other words, the Issa consists not in the ktsitzi. The Issa consists in being tired in negat zaras. When somebody has negat zaras, he has to go to the king and he has to look at it, and he has to declare it toy or not toy and so on. But you're not allowed to be mitayer in Yetzirah. So the Pulas Yisa is not Ktsitze. The Pulas Yisa consists the removing the tumor of Yetzirah. Is it, there's the Pulas Yisa. Is he mischaven when he removes an ole of the child? Is he mischaven to be mitayer the child? He doesn't even think about it. He's mischaven to remove an ole. So it's not mishabim to the Pulas Yisa in any way. The final analysis, so it turns out that by cutting off the ole, so then he's entire the Tzoras.
Because the Kohen won't be able to determine. The Kohen won't be able to determine that it's coming.
He's entire the Tzoras. But the Pulas is not mishabim to the Pulas Yisa. Here the Pulas Yisa does not involve any, physical act. Just
even though it's the only way of doing it.
That's right. The result is the policy. So mainly it's a very abstract story, but that's what the Rashi says.
For Rashi, we don't need this. For Rashi, we don't need this.
To resolve it. So, because the Rashba doesn't agree with the Rashi Shita in Beitzit, that's what the Beis Halevi says. But then the Beis Halevi makes another remark that seems on the surface to conform to the Shita of Rashi. More, there is a Mishnah implying that Meichik Sus is Leishi. In other words, somebody, let's say, wants to be Mavriya Benechet. So as far as the fact of a baby in Texas is concerned, so the Gemara discusses it. Din Malchus et Din Esra. So it involves an Isra of Gezel. So, what we talk to the Gemara is the Muchas Ayin Meirov, where the tax collector, he was not even authorized by the king to collect taxes, so really it doesn't involve an Isra to evade taxes. Din Malchus et Din Esra, if it's done by the Malchus, not if it's done by person, you know, whoever gives to himself the role of collecting taxes. So anyway, we're not discussing now the question of Gezel. So there is no Issa Gezel, but it's allowed, the Mishnah says, if somebody wants to avoid the tax, that you have to pay on every garment, but the tax collector will not collect the tax on the beggar that you wear. That's exempt. The beggar that you wear is exempt from taxes. Only the clothing that you keep in the closet, you have to pay taxes. But not the beggar that you wear. So, in Yichatzus, he's allowed to put down the body of Klai. Because his kavone is not to be nene from the beggar, just to avoid the taxes. Why? So that Mishnah, the Morrison Yavonis, is like Reb Shimon, who says the Rosh Hashanah. So again, here too, it's one of the highest in the Ohr, but it's the major Reb Shimon situation. So that's again one of the highest in the Ohr situation that they will discuss. So, but there is a way there's the Kashi, here too, he's mishabing to the Mamesh to the poor. What is the Issa? And when he puts on the jacket that says Klai, isn't he mishabim to put on the jacket? What else is he mishabim? But the motive is not to do that there, the motive is to avoid tax on the other side. And by Klai, there is no such thing as Mlochim Tzukhulu, but it's only by Shabbos. So it should be mishabim on it. So according to Rashi, you can understand according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, in order to be mishabim, he must be mishabim to the Tzuras and Yisar as well. It seems the Yisar is only when it's the Achimu. When it's the Achimu. And this...
Why is there?
It's the Aloche! When it's the Achimu, when it warms you, you know, it keeps you warm.
But how do we know that?
When a person puts on a beggar, so doesn't it protect him? Doesn't it give warmth? All right, it's only also the chimum. Some mele and he's not mischavim the chimum. Some mele is not mischavim to the tzuras nisa. But according to Teis says that you only have to be mischavim to the puras nisa, not to the tzuras nisa, not to the result. So it's considered mischavim mamesh. So why is it moving? Why you? Now let's see the more he wants. So Rashi says she is chavnin la noaschim would be also.
So
la noaschimu because of Rachmanu sil b'shatne is dum yedilivisha dis be'anoi. It has to be derachim. Some mele according to Reb Shimon, according to Reb Yudei Dorsh mischavnin is also. So whether he's mischavnin b'chimum natachim doesn't matter, but according to Reb Shimon it does matter. So according to Rashi, we understand. But according to Teisves, he's mischavim to the Purim, not to the Tzuvasi, so it's considered mischavim mamesh. Why is it mutar? According to Rashi. So the Bishalevi says that according to Teisves, the question is, what is the Iser of Shabbos? Now Shabbos is only Oser if it is Derechim. But if it's not Derechim, it's not possible. So, what's the Issa? Final analysis. Does the Issa consist in Levisha Shabbos? But the Derechimim is only at night. In other words, what kind of Levisha is it? Osea, if it's Mechan, it keeps you warm. If it doesn't keep you warm, so it's not Levisha. You can't say that everything you put on the gold is Levisha. So suppose you take a piece of paper and you spread it over yourself. It's not Levisha. It's not Levisha. So Levisha is Levisha. So if it's the Achimum, then it's Levisha. If it's not the Achimum, it's not Levisha.
Well,
one second, please let me finish it. Please don't interrupt me. So it's itnai. So the derachimum is only itnai in the Levisha. But the maiser yisea consists in Levisha. Or, no. Levisha is not the maiser yisea. The maiser yisea is hanois Levisha, not saman Levisha. Certainly, sur anoi. Any anoi is also. You're allowed to have anoi from shatnes. You're allowed to have anoi of shatnes. You can sell shatnes to goy. And you make a lot of money from it, but Hanoyes Levisha is also. But the Yisrael is an Yisrael of Hanoyes Levisha, not Levisha itself. So then he mentions the Ran Nidanoshe. It's a remarkable piece of lady, the Ran Nidanoshe. Because the Ran Nidanoshe, because the Rav mentions the Sukhye, the Sukhye, discussing the Sukhye. So the Ran Midanoshe says the Ran is the Kash Meichiksus. You get the Ran and the Rid Midanoshe. So he has the Kash in discussing the Sugye of Meichiksus is Meichikidarkon. So Vruvacho is Chabi Bechabim Nisa Chamon Bnei Chamon Ur Nisa Kshomi Bnei Kshomi. So if somebody, you know, sells goddess and he wants to avoid the payment of the tax, so he's allowed to put down the baguette as long as he's not mishaving to protect himself in the summertime against the sun and in the wintertime against the cold. Against the cold. So why? Because the Russian is having, but neither of human situation. So Tesis and Murakami, at the end of Murakami, is the same Kashi. And Tesis gives the Teres that the Mishnah is referenced to the case where there is no situation. Let's say, suppose he's fully dressed, so there is no situation that will have a nice Mishnah. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe yes, maybe no. So he may lay it through. But if there is a situation, then it's also out to put on a baguette, an extra baguette. That has life on the basis of the Russian Islam. That's the Islam. The Oak says, because it's a creation of the Islam, the Ram himself in the Russian and the Reed has the same question. Later, the Reed says, so the Ram gives it, mentions a big Reed. He says, it's Mucha from this Moreh, where the Isa consists in Anoye, by Isuri Anoye, So we don't apply the concept of made Rav Shimon Mishpirish. By Yisur Anoye, we don't apply the concept of made Rav Shimon Mishpirish. And that he explains the Gemara in Pesach, because the Sukkah in Pesach in Kosho, Hanoye Abor Lodom Baal Kolche. So Efshav Lekom Mishavei, Loi Efshav Lekom Mishavei, Loi Efshav Lekom Mishavei, the whole Sukkah. So, what does it mean? Let's say somebody, we mentioned it also several times, that it also has to be Udosh Mishavei. Suppose somebody is accustomed to go to work to a certain street. And one day, so the pagans are marked the tears of the sun. If you walk through that street, you enjoy the fragrance of the tears of the sun. It's about the rice, not in any kind of the sun. So the question is, are you allowed or are you not allowed? So the Gemara says, that I'll give you the Rav Shimon. So whether it's Efshav Lekom Mishav or Lo Efshav Lekom Mishav, it's no matter. Lo Efshav means if there is no other street to which he can go to his place of work. And only this street. Efshav means I can use another word. So according to Rav Shimon, even by Efshav, but he's not Mishav to enjoy the fragrance, so it's me. So again, all the Rishonim is a kasha, but me the Rav Shimon in the big situation. So again, many Rishonim say, the Gemara has reference to the case where there is no situation. Every time you pass by a street where incense is being burned, so you have to enjoy it. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Let's say he has a little bit of a cold, he has a stopped up nose. So then it's not even a certainty. So in Achname, in a case where it's a certainty that by passing through that street where incense is being burned, he'll enjoy the fragrance, then it's awesome. Again, the same text. As a matter of fact, and that again is one of the rights of the Or. So many Gemaras in the Or. But the Ran underneath says no, because here we are talking about the Nisranoi. So that's allowed not to be named Tamil Zori. In the Nisranoi, so according to Rav Shimon, Dovah Shem Yishchabim is Muter. Even if it involves the situation, what's the pshat? Now, when you raise the question, what's the pshat in the situation? Well, the pshat in the situation is that if one is mishabim to act number one, and act number one necessarily entails act number two, so the kavoni is directing towards act number one, and zachin is transferred to act number two. Or maybe it's anach. So the ranchit is the pshat. In the situation is that if one is mishabim to act number one, and act number one necessarily entails act number two, so the kavone to act number one is transferred, is misyachis, to act number two. So maybe it's only shayach when there is a maise. But I know there is no maise. There is a maise, there's something. It's completely passive. It's a certain state. Hanoi is a certain state. He enjoys something. It's not, he doesn't, I say, in other words, he doesn't have to do this. He doesn't have to do anything. He'll enjoy it anyway. There is no pulling. There is no mice. There is no mice. So melee, when can we supply the concept of situation that the kavone he directs to act number one is transferred to act number two when there is a mice? But by Sura Noye, there is no mice. The fact that you are nene, without any pulling down, you can be completely passive and not do anything, but you'll still enjoy the fragrance. So Mele, we cannot say that what kind of a mice is this having to do what? To walk. And the act of walking necessarily entails the enjoyment of the fragrance. So if the act of walking get involved, let's say, when you, let's say, you walk on grass, so it involves the walking out of grass or whatever, so then we say the kavone, if it would be exaggeration. So then the kavone directed to act number one, walking on grass, is transferred. The truth is, it's not exaggeration, they only got the grass, but suppose it would be exaggeration. Then we can say the kavone, we have to the act of walking is transferred, is nishyach, is to the act of blocking out the grass. But here, there is no act number two, is just a certain state, not an act. So we cannot say that the kavone has towards the act of walking in the street is nishyach, is to the enjoyment. If it involves two acts, two pulleys, that's the shitsara. Anyway, so we see, and this is how the Ram explains Melchit Sus, Melchit Gidalko, according to Rav Shimon. So the question is, what's the situation? So Tesla will come and says, no situation, but the Ram says, there is a situation. He says, that's like the Isar of the Soviet table with Sechel, which then is Hanoi. So it's a guy, as it's already mentioned, so it's a guy from the Ram, according to Ram, the Isar of sharpness is not in the salvation. Not in the salvation. It's an Isar Hanoi. But it's not like the Hanoi of the Soviet evil of Sechel. There, any Hanoi is also. Here, only Hanoi through Levish is also. But the Isar is not the Levish. The Levish is the Mitzias that produces the Hanoi. Hanoi is Levish is also. So, maybe it's in Yisrael. Now, but Rashi and Taste the Ring, who say that in Mishavi means not only is Mishavi to the Pule, but it means is Mishavi to the Tzura says, so they don't have to resort to this Chiddush of the Ram, that by Pshatnes the Isa consists in Anoes Levish. They can say that the Isa is a Misa Levish and Anoes Levish is only a Tnai Levish. If there is no Anoes Levish, so then that Levish is not also only a Tnai. Anyway, so this is what we have to explain. There are two kashas. One kasha is the Gemara in Shabbos before the Gemara. The Gemara says when a male is a married child and the Kima Mila has a negative ras. So according to Rav Shimon, so if without it there's a kosher for say, so it would be muta because it's in Yisrael. So the question is in Yisrael money. So there's the Rashba shita because the Rashba makes these days a shita and based it up on the base. So the Rashba says, no, there the Isa consists not in being kids in the Gazaras. The Isa consists in being retired in the Gazaras. So maybe that's the mice is something that he's not mishaving to be retired when he's not a child. He's only mishaving to go to the Ole, not to be retired a child of the Tumasanega. And then the other Kashi is from Milchitsus, Milchitinak. So according to Rashi, we can understand why is the Rosh Hashanah, but according to Teisves, why is it the Rosh Hashanah? So we have to say that Teisves in Beitze would agree with the Shitzaran that the Yisrael who, in Yanoshi, that the Yisrael of sharpness is not the Yisrael of Yavishi as such, but the Yisrael of Hanoes Kavish, and he is not Mishchave to have Hanoes Kavish. So the Yisrael conceals Yanoes Kavish. Now we have to understand though, all mentions Melchisus Melchidalkon as a riot to his halacha. The situation is muta. But how can we apply the halacha? It is muta alibe Rav Shimon. It's not muta alibe Rav Yehuda. So the question is, one of you. Since the Gemara says that, so the body. Because Rachman Yahweh Rachavam in the Kodah Rachaloyos Rachman, Vapil Mirchitzus, because Rachman is so beshatness, do you do a vision of this way Hanoi? So these are whether it's the Hanoi is Nai or Hanoi is the Gufa Isa, Hanoi is the Visha Gufa Isa. Either way, so we can't understand the whole sheet. How does he apply the concept of situation in the Muslim? What does situation in the Muslim mean? That if Yam is having to act, then that necessarily entails another act, and you're not nene from the second act. You don't care for the second act. So then I'll leave the Rav Shimon, it's there, I'll leave the Rav Yudeh, it's also. But here, there is a special Zerosakosu that only there is an OS Levishi. So if he's not nene, so even I'll leave the Rav Yudeh, it should be more. Monefshach. If he's not nene, so he should be muta in my limit of beauty. Why does the Gemara say in Yevomes, in Shah, in Gubakame, that it's muta, Mech Sus, Mech Kidakam is only muta a limit of Shim and not a limit of beauty? Why? Why? Because he doesn't have anoye. He's fully dressed, he doesn't have anoye. So he has no anoye slavishe. If he has no anoye slavishe, some mele. So in my limit of beauty, it should be muta. Whether it's, as the Ran says, it's a Nisar Hanoyes Levishe, or it's only at night. But even if it's at night, but there is a night, there has to be Hanoyes Levishe, and here it doesn't have Hanoyes Levishe. So it should be Mutar Alivir Kula only. Why only Alivir Rav Shimon? So we have to say, that this already doesn't discuss it. But we have to say that according to the Oroch, it's not a, one second, according to the Oroch, it's not a gnai that it has to be a noise of vision. It's a gnai that it has to be derachim. There is a difference between a noise of vision and derachim. For example, let's say July and very hot weather. It's 105. So, and he's fully dressed. And then he puts on his jacket a coat of Shabbos. Is derachim more right? But Hanoi doesn't have, he has pain. So in other words, Hanoi and Derechim are not always identical. Usually they are, in other words. But if it's very hot, and he puts on a coat of shadness, so it'll be Derechim, right? But not Hanoi, some mele, that's the pshat. According to the Mishnah Klai, let's say in July, and in the cellar, the Bergad puts on the Begit Shal Shabbos, and he is paying for it. But is there a chim? So, the Xerz HaKosu, the Dunya, when the Gemara says, of course, it's a little difficult. Dunya do fisha diz be anoye, so the Gemara doesn't mean Hanoye, mamish. It means chimum, but if there is chimum, then it's osa. Then it's osa. then it's a real maisel vishy if there is chimum. So why does Gemara say this be anoye? Because usually when there is chimum, so he has anoye. But it's not the significance does not consist in the Hanoi element, but in the Chimun element. So, if it's in July weather and he's fully dressed already, then he puts on a heavy coat of shatnez. So, there is Chimun, but Hanoi doesn't have. So, in such a case, Mech Yisus and Mech Gidalkon. He's Mech Gidalkon, because he's not Nenefan. But if he is Nenefan, then it's a situation in Yichalei. So then, Rav Shimon made this also. Oh, anyway, I wanted to point out all these things. Okay. So we are very through with the union of those who have a mistake. So someday we continue with the next thing. According to